Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamin Gimel Omid Beis, and we began Simin Reishud Ches yesterday's share in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and this deals with the special bracha that a person makes when he comes to a place where a miracle happened to Klal Yisrael, and eventually we'll talk about when a miracle happens to a private individual. We began this simon yesterday with the Mechaber telling us about a number of places in particular where you make the bracha she'osa nisim, where you make the bracha that this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle for avoseinu, for our fathers, b'makom hazeh, in this place. And we mentioned the place where Klal Yisrael crossed the Yamsuv, where Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden, and we mentioned as well the Nachal Arnon miracle. We mentioned the miracle of the Avnei Algabish at Beis Choron. We discussed all of these yesterday, and we concluded with the last one that we discussed, which was where Og tried to go and drop a mountain on Klal Yisrael, the Evan Shebikish Og Lizrok Al Yisrael. So now we're continuing this discussion of all these miracles. When you reach these places, you make the bracha. And the Mechaber continues. We're on the second line again, Kuf Lamed Gimel Omid Beis, second volume of Mishnah Berurah. And he writes, another place where you make this bracha, the Evan Shiyoshav Aleha Moshe Beis Muhammad Amalek. We know the famous Muhammad where Moshe Rabbeinu sat down, his hands were held up by Aaron Nechor Tomchu Biyodav. So at that place, you also make a special bracha when you reach that specific place. Again, we've pointed out already, we're not always sure where these places are nowadays. But if a person were to be certain that that is the place, he would make this miracle. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chomas Yericho, the place where the walls of Yericho sank into the ground. Famous Maisa with Yoshua entering Yericho, they circled the city every day, one time a day, and then on the seventh day they circled several times, and the walls sank into the ground. So at that place, the Mechaber tells us, when you reach there, you also make the bracha, Mevar Sha'asa Nisal HaVasein Abba Makam Hazeh. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Nvav V'chol Mas Yericho, Sheniv Lo B'mkoma, as I just mentioned, where the wall was swallowed up into the ground. It sank into the ground, it didn't tumble over. This concludes the list the Mechaber gave us yesterday and today's share. And he says, on all of these places, when a Jewish person reaches there, Mevarech she'asa nisim lavoseinu b'makom hazeh. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains, Kosav Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham explains, L'chora mashma d'davka hanoch, that it's specifically these places, uchedome, or any place that's similar to them. Shenikor hanes mitoch hamakom, that the miracle can be recognized from that place. That place somehow has some sort of a reminder there. Pirush shebiroseinu mabros hayom. When you see the passageways in the water, niskarim anachtu shamayim elu nechzu l'gzorim. We can see that this water, this spot over here, was where the Yamsuf split. According to the Gemara, split into 12. Some suggest it was 13 splits across the Yamsuf. The Gemara in Erechin discusses this. In any event, v'chein b'yardein, when they crossed the Yarden, hoyenes b'mayim gufo til nisibachwa, there was a miracle that occurred in the waters itself. So now when you reach these waters, you can make this bracha. Likewise, v'chein abnei algebish, the hailstones that came down from Shemayim at the Battle of Beis Charon. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Yodim anu she'elu heim ho'avonim she'bohem na'asa neis. Those stones on the ground were the actual stones that the neis occurred with. So in all of these miracles, the common denominator is that the miracle is recognizable today. That part of the Yamsuf, or the Yarden, or those stones, those are recognizable as what the neis occurred on. However, avu belav hochi, but as opposed to, kigom bivaweinu samach shalayim, if a person goes near Yushalayim, where the neis occurred, shakarisham neis be'es mochem es sancheirah, where a phenomenal miracle occurred, that all of Sancheirah's army, with the exception of five people, were all killed. Hundreds of thousands of people were killed through the miracle of the malachi ashare singing shira. They all were burned. Shiyotza malach Hashem, the heimis kol amachne, the angels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed his entire unbelievably strong military encampment. There's no recognizable item on the ground. The miracle occurred to the people. Those people aren't here anymore. Therefore, we don't have the right to say with Shemu Malchus a brach in those places. Because, as I've already mentioned, She'ein Haneis Nikor Mitoch HaMakom. Because you can't recognize the miracle from the place. Pirush, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Afal Gav She'ev Shalochavi Mokom Shnas Haneis. Even though we can calculate that this was the place where the miracle occurred. Afal Pike, nevertheless, Ein HaNeis Nikor. It's not visible. You can't see the actual Neis remnant. That's the place, but you can't see the Neis. Shari Lo Beguf HaDom HaNas Haneis. Because as opposed to the items that the Mechaber mentions over here, there you can still see the remnant of the miracle. With these other miracles, like Sancheirah's army being destroyed, there's no recognizable remnant of the miracle left in the ground. Therefore, you do not make the bracha with Shema Malchus. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Miyu, Alnei Shalo, if it's a personal miracle that happened to you as opposed to an ace that happened to Kalal Yisrael, a person, Rachman Lislan, got into a car accident at a certain place, and he was miraculously saved, Afilu Eini Kor Mitoch HaMokom, you can't tell anything about the car accident there anymore. Kol Shemagiel HaMokom Shesham Korah Neis Mevarach, whenever that person individually goes back there, as we'll see, even his children and grandchildren sometimes have to make the bracha over there, then he's allowed to make the bracha even with Shemu Malchus. But if a miracle happened to Klal Yisrael, so unless there's a recognizable remnant of the miracle, then the person can only say it without Shemu Malchus. He cannot say a bracha, it would be a bracha levatola. Dear Shavuot, number 3 does add that if the place where the miracle happened to you has physically been changed, for example, they dug out some sort of a deep hole in that area, or it's changed in some other way, then you wouldn't be allowed to make the bracha there with Shemu Malchus, but you should make it without Shemu Malchus.
But Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Mavarach Shas Anisim says the post can bring down She'ein Tzorich Lefarid Ulahaskir Mehayay Neis. When you get to the place, you just say Shas Anisim Adosein Bamakom Azeh. You do not have to mention or specify the specific miracle. Dai Sha'omer, it's enough to say Shas Anis Bamakom Azeh, that Hashem made the Neis over here. He says, look in the Tosos for Ben Yehuda and Tosos Yerush, and this is also the opinion of the Taz. Chavetz Chaim, the next Dibra Maskul in the Bir Halacha Bamakom Azeh, adds as well, Avolim Avar Kvar, the Eino Roo so Hivsi Brachos. If the person left that place and he's no longer over there, so then it's too late. He's lost the opportunity to make the bracha, and this is a little bit like the bracha on thunder or other types of natural phenomenon, that once that natural phenomenon has passed, it's too late to make the bracha on it. Dishah foot number 4 brings down, in regards to these natural phenomena like thunder and lightning, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Chav Zayin and the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sivkot and Yud Beis tell us, Shimuadayim betoch kidei dibur yochel avarach, if it's still within a 2 or 3 second span from the last thunder or the last lightning, you're allowed to still make the bracha. So Rav Yashiv says over here, the same thing applies here on any bracha of Re'iyah, any bracha that you make on seeing something, you still can make it within 2 or 3 seconds of the time that you saw it. And this would be the opinion as well of the Shelus Tshuvas Bitzel HaChochba. Chavetz Chaim continues a little bit later down in this Bir Halacha, and he writes, Od, Dafilu Ro'es Ha'odom O'es HaMokom Ba'od Eze Yomin. If you go to see that phenomenon again within a few days, and you did not say the bracha at the time that you originally saw it, Kol Shelo Avar Shloshim Yom Riya Rishona Eina Mavarach. If it's not more than 30 days, we'll see this Halacha in a few moments. If it's not more than 30 days, you're still not allowed to make a bracha on it. Once you miss it the first time, you've, so to say, missed it for the entire 30-day period of time, even though you didn't make the bracha the first time. And he concludes later on, the vadei habracha nitzkena al haria lechud shirah makom anes. The bracha is made for where you saw it at that place in time. The kivon shekvar ruah hamakom. The ain dover zechadish. So since you did see it and now it's not quote new to you, ain tzarich levarich at shiavur shloshim yom. You're not allowed to make a bracha until 30 days have passed, and then it's considered oz heve kiriyah chadash. It's like a new entity, a new site, and then you can make the bracha. We'll learn a little bit more about this 30 days in a moment. Now we go and continue with the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues, and he says, Ubein bracha zu, ubein shah bracha suriya. These brachos over here for the items that we mentioned, and as well any other bracha that's made upon seeing something, harehim kisha brachos. They are no different than any other bracha of Birchas Hanenin that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. Ve'kulam behaskaras shem umalchus, and everyone requires the full shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then the bracha. That's called with full shem umalchus. The Mishnah Berurah mentions this, of course, in Sivkot and Tes. V'chein tzorech lomer nami atah. You should also say Baruch Atah. And you should say Elokeinu Melech Olam kimo b'shar brachos gemuros, like all other brachos. Skip Sipkot and Ches, and he says that this is true. The Shah brachos that he mentioned, Haniskorim b'simen sh'achazeh, these are other brachos of Riyah that we'll mention in the upcoming Simonim, specifically in Reishut Tes. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Al Neis Shenaasa L'Ktsas Yisrael, on a miracle that only occurred for part of Klal Yisrael, not all of Klal Yisrael, for less than the majority of Klal Yisrael. If the miracle was not done for all of Klal Yisrael, or at least the majority of Klal Yisrael, and even though it was done to a lot of people, it may have been done to several shvatim of Klal Yisrael, but not to the majority of Klal Yisrael, and certainly not to all of Klal Yisrael, so then the halacha the Mechaber tells us is ein mevarach en olav. It doesn't allow us to make a bracha of she'asa nisam lavosenu ba'makom hazeh. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud explains, Ela osam shenasa lehemaneis biatzmal. However, those people, that part of Klal Yisrael, that this miracle happened to them, they are allowed to say the bracha, b'shem and malchus. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Kol Elu Hadvarim Einam Elo Kisheroa Osam Mishloshim Mishloshim Yom. Here's the din that I mentioned a few moments ago. All of these brachos that you make on seeing something, these types of brachos should only be made if you haven't seen them for more than 30 days. But within the 30-day period of time, you only make the bracha on these types of things that we have in this siman only one time, as opposed to on a storm, you only make it once per storm. So once on thunder and lightning on that storm, but you can make the same bracha if there's a new storm a day later. Here, on seeing all of these miraculous places that the Mechaber taught us about in Sif Aleph, you only make the bracha on them once every 30 days. If you've seen it continuously, so you don't keep on making the bracha, even if it's a new day. And that's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. Kol elu hadvarim einam ela kishurosam mishloshim mishloshim yom, once every 30 days. V'oz heim chova kemo b'pam rishona. And now, it's not an option. You have to go make a new bracha if it's been 30 days since you've seen it. And it's a requirement for the person to do so. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yudalef, what do we mean mishloshim mishloshim? It means chutz miyom shira. It doesn't include the day that you last saw it as a day. That's like day zero. The chutz miyom shomid boatah, and the day you're on now is also not included in the 30. So if a person were to see it today, for example, so you have to count 30 complete days, and on day 31, if you see it again, you'd be allowed to go make a new bracha, but not if you saw it any time within this 30-day period of time, not including the day that you first saw it. I hope that was clear. Chavetz Chaim in Shaaretz Zion, Oz Gimel explains, this is the psak over here based upon the Morgan Avram, who was unclear, is this true or not? And he said, therefore, since he had a suffix, should you or should you not make a bracha via suffix, bracha slahokel? And this is the way the Achronim also paskin, you only make the bracha once every 30 days for these types of items. But after the 30-day period of time, so the Mechaber told us, then you do make a bracha. Oz heim chova, you have an obligation. Sifkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'kod mukein aser, before then you are not permitted to make the bracha, and if you do, rachmona l'san, birchasol levatola, be a bracha levatola. And Oz Dalet in the Shaaretz Zion, the Chofetz Chaim says, that this is the opinion that Beis Yosef in the name of many poskim. However, the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid holds, sheyesh lo rishus, afilu kol m'shloshim yom. The Ravid said, if you wish to, you have the option of making the bracha even during the 30-day period of time, but l'chatchila, you're not mechuyev to until it's after 30 days. And the other poskim, that's what the Mishnah Berurah brought down over here, disagree with this Ravid, and they say that it's actually also to make the bracha before 30 days have passed. The issue for number 6 says that it's a chova over here, and he says, how come so many people are making on this? You don't hear that this bracha, she'asa nisim la'avoseinu b'makom hazeh, is a regularly made bracha. Why is that not the case? So he says, even if people come to a place where they're certain that the place is there, and this bracha should be recited, so he brings down from a vazna zatzal, that people are wrong if they don't make the bracha. It's only if you're not sure, then we say safek brachas l'hokel. But if somebody's in a situation where he's vaday certain that you should make the bracha, it's a chiyuv gomer, it's wrong for people not to make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel says that it's an obligation, it's a chova. Ve'ein lahakshos, and you shouldn't ask a question over here. Ma'ishno min birchas ra'omim uzavos. Why is it different for thunder and all the various astronomical phenomenon, birchas b'somim, and on bracha on spices? Shemavarach b'kol pam. You make a bracha every single time you come into contact with it again, and you haven't had hesech hadas in the first time. Even the same day, afilu b'bayom, if you smell b'samim in the morning and you smell the same b'samim in the afternoon, you make another bracha because you had hesech hadas. If there was a storm that had thunder and lightning or shooting stars, and now that phenomenon has passed and you see another one, even on the same day, you do make a new bracha. As we'll learn, ayin le'el simen reish yud zayin v'simen reish chav zayin. We'll learn these halachos. So why is it different over here by these naturally occurring phenomenon, these places where the miracle occurred is different? Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't ask that question. It's a good question. He says, I'll tell you the answer. The shiny awesome, it's different in those situations. Shemavarech aro'omim v'zikim. There you're making a bracha on thunder and lightning and shooting stars. They're chadoshim. That's new thunder. It's not the same thunder. That's new lightning. Ukumoke birkas habosem. When you're smelling now the same spice, mevarech hareya chadosh, you're re-smelling it. It's a new smell. It's not the same smell that you had that morning. Maybe the same item, but it's a new smell. Shinode tomit. It's giving off a new fragrance, a new aroma right now. And therefore, you have to make a new bracha. You're not allowed to get hanor from this world. You see certain things. You have to make a bracha thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bracha of shevach v'yodah. as opposed to Masha Ein Kein Hocha. When you see the stones of Algabish, when you see the Evan Shebikesh Og Lizrok Al Yisrael, you pass through the Yarden or the Yamsuf, and you see the areas of where Moshe sat on the rock by Muhammad Samolik, or the Chomas Yericho, the six things that the Mechaber mentioned. Masha Ein Kein, by these six things, Shalom Nischadi Shum Dovu Mizman Sheberach. You made the bracha in the morning, it's the same rock. Nothing has changed. And therefore, Al Kein, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, Lo Chashiv Livrucha, you can't be considered making a new bracha unless time has passed, so to say. El Imkein Avar Zman Meruba. You need to have a certain amount of time passed, so to say, to make it like new again, that you can make a bracha. How long is that? Kishloshim Yom. It takes 30 days. Where do we get this 30-day idea from? So Dirshu foot number 8 brings down Bitama Dov, the reason for 30 days, Shadavka Shloshim Yom, at least 30 days. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down Shekol Shloshim Nechshav Kedav Chodesh. Beautiful idea. He says 30 days represents something new. Beyond 30 days, it's considered like a new entity. And therefore, he says, V'lechei nikra chodesh. That's where the word a month, chodesh, comes from. Shumi loshu chodesh. It's a new event, a new idea. Shalavon mischadesh is bo, because the moon, so to say, has its cycle for approximately a month. V'yisrael nimshinu l'levon. And we're compared to the moon. So we rebirth, so to say, every month. And therefore, a new month, 30 days has passed, tells us that something is new if you haven't seen it within 30 days. Okay, you're right, it's really only 29 and a half days. Nevertheless, we count full days only. So we don't say every 29 and a half days you should make the new bracha, but we say it's there for 30 days. Because each month has 30 days or 29 days. We don't say a month has 29 and a half days. That will conclude today's shir.